Can we all be upstanding? Hands lifted.
When you are there, when you are there.
That young man said every time he always had a wrong identity, everything changed with one word last Tuesday. Lift your hand. You have been immersed in battle, enmeshed. Lord, for how long will I keep fighting? For how long will this struggle be on? I am anointed to announce that today is the termination of the struggle. Today is the termination of the battle. Today is the termination of your fight. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Elayon Adonai El Shaddai. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around. I know my God will turn it around. I have seen my God turn it around. There are so many, many, many times in my life. I know my God will turn your lives around. I have seen my God turn things around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around. I know my God will turn it around. I have seen my God turn things around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen
my God turn things around. I know my God will turn it around.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Go ahead, Lord, and talk things around in our midst this morning. And let not one person remain the same. In Jesus' name. Take your seat, woman. Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. A very, very quick charge. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. The subject is honoring God. Honoring God. They that honor me, I will honor. Those who despise me, I will lightly esteem. The first thing I want to say this morning is one of the keys to a life of value is a life, living a life that honors God. Say it in another way. If we want to be people that God honors, people that God value, people that God will allocate dignity to, we must be people who honor God. Put it in another way, those who honor me, I will dignify. Those who honor me, I will enhance in value. Those who honor me, I will allocate qualitative life. The reason why there are so many in church, but they have not seen that life of quality, that life of value, that life of dignity that God gives, that God gave to men like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, men like David and Daniel and Esther, and some of the men in our days. The reason is that so many have lived a life that did not honor God. They have not honored God. My dear brothers and sisters, you don't need any prophet to tell you that we live in a generation of massive dishonor for God. Massive dishonor. A generation where there is so much dishonor, disrespect, and disregard for God. You can see somebody easily chewing gum inside church. He will never do that before a president. He's talking to him. What did you say, Your Excellency? Never. People do things inside the house of God they will never do before earthly monarchs. Nobody ever has his phone ringing before a governor and say, excuse me, let me go answer this call. That call can go to hell. I am before him, an important personality. People do that in front of God. Nobody drinks water bottle and puts it inside a governor's office and say, I forgot. But people would do that inside church. There are people who would, by the time our cleaners are cleaning the sanctuary, they pick all manner of chewing gum from seats, all manner of rubbish inside the backpack of this chair, this place here. There are some that even put baby things, nappy and so on, inside this place. All manner. It's a generation of massive disregard for Jehovah. Massive disrespect for the Almighty. Massive disrespect for Adonai. So they are wondering why their lives are so low in value. So low in dignity. So low
why God has not related with them the way he related with David. Why God has not lifted them the way he lifted Daniel. Am I communicating? You don't need to look far to know that we live in that generation of an epidemic of rebellion against God. Take your seat. Dress that only unbelievers wear to nightclub. Someone can actually comfortably come before God with it and assume it is normal. We used to sing in those days, Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored
in my life every day.
Sing it two more times. Jesus,
he must be honored,
must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored
in my life.
Must be honored,
must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day.
Somebody goes for a government function and either the security people or the protocol, they say, park here. Say yes. He parks clean. Somebody comes to church and usher say, park here. Say, who are you to tell me where to park? It's the house of God. I can park anywhere. Usher say, sit here. Who are you to tell me where to sit? No. Those who honor me, I will honor. And as we behave, God is watching. And as we act, God watches. And as we are speaking, God watches. As we are acting, he is watching. I'm not here to preach long this morning. But what are the marks of honor to God? How do we identify honor? Number one, what does it mean to honor God? One, it means to obey and value his instructions. To obey and value his instructions. His instructions pertaining everything of your life. His instructions on godly living. His instructions on what to do with your time, with your resources, is to obey and value his instructions. Say, he that loveth me will keep my commandments. You don't negotiate his instructions. What is not your own, the money that is not yours, you don't take. You value his instructions. You obey. Rebellion is the peak of disrespect. You know what a child told his father one day? His father said, sit down. He kept on standing up and looking in the car and looking through the window. The father then said, sit down. He will stand and look. And then one day the father said, now sit down, and pushed him down. And this child sat down. And he said, but I am standing up in my heart. You say, I should sit down. You have forced me to sit down, but in my heart I am still standing up. That is the height of dishonor, disregard, disrespect, and lack of value. When was the last time you honored God by obeying something he said? Number two, mark of honor to God. We honor God, number two, by giving him honor with our lifestyle. Or rather, by bringing him glory with our lifestyle. Where somebody who used to know you before now sees you and says there is a change in your life. What happened to you? Where did you go? I want to follow you to meet your God. By bringing God glory with our lifestyle. The meaning of that is that your friends, your neighbors, your classmates, everyone who is connected, related, associated with you will respect God because of the way you respect God with your character. Whatever makes people to insult God because of your life makes you a man who brings disgrace to God. Do you understand? There are people who look at some Christians and they say, well, if this one will go to heaven, then all of us will go to heaven. Because we are all the same. There are people they invite to some churches and they say they won't go there. I will go to another church. Why? Because we used to drink alcohol together. I know where we and him used to meet. And he's one of the leaders in that church. And he's a faithful member of that church. Just let me, just direct me to another place. If I'm seeing that man there, I cannot concentrate on God. Every time your life brings such a dishonor to God, you have dishonored God and you have disqualified yourself from honor from God in this world and from access to God in eternity. It's a serious matter. Anybody your lifestyle sends to hell, you will follow him there. Take your seat. Is that a serious matter this morning? When I rededicated my life to Christ, this May, 12th. That will be next week. Wednesday, thereabout. What's today's date? 5th? Today is 3rd. So next week, Thursday, to be 12th, it will be exactly 30 years that I rededicated my life to Christ. That is 12th of May of 1986. And at that time, there were clothes I liked to wear. They were not naked clothing, but I felt that as a Christian man, I could not be comfortable with those dresses anymore. They were not seductive or anything, but I felt if I was a child of God, there was a way I should look. And I began to look like that. And I am a man. And clothing is more a matter with women than men. Am I communicating? There is no man seated here now that you will say, why are you exposing your body part? Very few, if there is anyone. Any kind of Christianity that does not change your appearance is fake. It's not real. If you encounter Jesus Christ, he will affect who is your friend and affect your wardrobe. Because there is a look that does not portray the look of Christ. Was that not Proverbs chapter 7 verse 10 where he talked about a woman with the attire of a harlot? So there is an attire that is not an attire of a Christian man or woman. Take your seat. Am I communicating? So that nobody said that he went to church all his life and still went to hell. In your lifestyle, in the way you appear, in your behavior, in your financial dealings, in your dealings in the office, somebody should look at you and say, God is real. Change is possible. I used to know this person and I'm seeing this person now. Your life is first. Honoring God is bringing God glory with your life. And finally, number three, honoring God is giving God value through your giving. Value through your giving. It is one of the ways in which you know how a person honors God is by what they you honor a person is by what they give. For example, how much of my time do I give God? There are those who can give a friend 3 hours of gisting, but not 30 minutes with God in prayer. Am I communicating? You are not saying anything, are you? There are those who can do one hairstyle for 18 hours, but not 18 minutes of study of the Bible. You're giving. There are those who can use 2 billion, 100 million to seek a political office, but not 150,000 as an offering. Sorry. How many of you know that in this country people can spend 2 billion to seek an office? More than. But they put change in offering basket. How would you feel if somebody once he says, I have a suit for you, and he carries a suit that is tattered, torn, and he says, I want to appreciate you so much with this coat. It's not even a suit, he gave you a coat with this coat. You look at him and say, what did I do to you? How did you see me? Giving is a product of value. The giving of our time, our resources, our stuff. You measure how somebody values you by what they gave you. God measures how much we value him by the giving of our time, the giving of our resources, the giving of our lives. Take your seat. Many years ago, my father said that when people give offering, and he goes for what you might call an Orthodox church. See, when people give offering, he's amazed at what people give at times. He said for him, he cannot give God wretched money. That may not be a man that is a fire brother. I learned so much from someone who was a nominal Christian many years ago. And for him, there is an amount he couldn't give to God. Take your seat. Is God speaking to somebody here? In our giving, there is nobody in this world I have given my time, my life, and my resources to like God. What lifts my hand into God every year? 1% of it is too much for me to feed. 1%. For me and my family to feed. Many, many, many years ago, I was going to buy a shoe. Many, many years ago. And I said, how much was that shoe? And they said the shoe was 7,000 naira. I'm talking about around the time where a doctor's salary can be 2,400 or something. That kind of a thing. 7,000. The question I asked is, does this shoe have tires? So that if you buy it, you don't need to walk again. You just roll. Or is it a plane? But my major thing I told myself is, I have not given God 7,000 naira at once before. How can I use it to buy a shoe for myself? until I have given God such an amount, I can't use it to buy anything for myself. But you know what? Not too long after that, I went and spent about 50,000 naira within a short period on Bibles, math books, tapes that will enhance my spiritual life. And when I looked at it, oh, I can't use this to buy shoe, but I can use 6-7 times of it to buy spiritual matter. It is in how we give that our priorities are defined. Is God speaking to anybody here today? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Battle with giving God time to pray. Battle with giving God your life in serving God. There are those who can run errands everywhere for people, but never run the errands of God. Battle to give even ordinary 10% of tithe. Anybody struggling with tithe has not started at all. Real people give God their life, not just tithe. The tithe that what they give as tithe is ordinary change. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, God wants to honor you. He wants to dignify you. He wants to allocate on you value. But he says, honor me and let me honor you. Let me show you what God can do with a person who values God. Somebody met me, came yesterday. She was in university with us. And he was talking with my wife and she said, I was thinking the extent to which God is using pastor. See, and I realized that it followed him from the university. What did she say? The way he loved God. His commitment to God at that time, I am not surprised. His commitment to God, the way he loved God then. And I can assure you, sirs, it has not dropped. Will not drop by his mercies. In those days, I used to worship God a lot, and I didn't have what you might call a singing voice. We had a little fellowship. Anytime it was time for worship, they would hand over, they would ask me to lead. I'm sure they detected my passion to worship God. I'll be studying anatomy books and physiology books, and deep worship is playing in the background. I'm enjoying God and still reading my book. How much value do we place on God? It determines the value God will place on us. I perceive that this message is coming for somebody. When you leave here, check yourself and say, are there instructions I am disobeying? Am I honoring God with my lifestyle? Is there true change in my relationships, in my appearance, in my look, in everything? Am I valuing God in the giving of my time, my life, my resources? Do I value God? Lift up your right hand, people, and let's give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. In a few minutes, we shall be praying. Can you stand up on your feet 1 minute?
Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored.
Jesus must be honored in my life.
Everybody sing.
Jesus must be honored.
Remain standing.
Must be honored. Must be honored. Jesus must be honored
in my life.
Everybody sing.
Jesus must be honored. Must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life.
Sing it to my time.
Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored.
Jesus must be honored
in my life.
Sing it to my time.
Jesus must be honored.
He must be honored.
time.
Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored.
Jesus must be honored in my life every day.
Lift up your hands and worship him.
Be honored in my life. Be honored in my life, Lord. 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 Be honored in my life, Lord.
Lift up your two hands. And say this prayer with me. Everyone here today, you need the forgiveness for your sins. You need Jesus as Lord over your life. You need today to be a new day in your life. Mercy from God. Pray this prayer with me. You say, I have not honored God the way I should, Pastor. Oh, I used to honor God with my life before. But I dropped. Oh, there is a lifestyle that is causing me to dishonor God. I am rising, I am falling. Anywhere you are, and you need that help from God to honor him as you should, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, louder, I am a sinner. I need your help. Help me, Lord, to honor you with my life. In the name of Jesus, forgive me my sins and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I live for Jesus. How many of you prayed that prayer? Wave your hand. God bless you. Such a harvest. So much. Lift your hands on the gallery. You pray that prayer. Outside the overflow. You know what? I want you to rush out forward here and be the first to come. Everybody remain standing. All those, carry your Bibles and your bags. Everything you came to church with. And day quickly rush day, forward here.
I'll
quickly.
Live for Jesus.
Good.
Day
something
tell
them. Don't be the last to come. I'll give you the count of 7-1. Everybody remain standing. Everybody remain standing. Everybody. From the overflows, come.
I live for Jesus. Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I
live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day.
I live for Jesus. I live
for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may.
The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day,
I live for Jesus.
Day after day,
I live for Jesus. Let come of me, the Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus.
Day after day,
I live for Jesus. Day after day.
Day.
I live for Jesus.
Live for
let come what may.
Let come what may.
The Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
Everybody sing.
I live for Jesus. Day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit. I live for Jesus. Day after day.
Sing it one more time.
I live for Jesus. Day day after day, I will live for Jesus. Let come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day.
Father, we thank you for everyone here today. We give you the praise and the honor for their lives. We believe that none of them will return back the same way they came. Let today mark a turning point for them. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Take your seat 1 minute. And those of you in the front here, who are going to speak with you, counsel with you very briefly. In a short while, I'll also call forward everyone who is in Dunamis Church for the who intend to be a member. You've been coming on and off, but you are not a full member yet and you intend to be. The Lord bless you. Very quickly, I want, before I pray for the sick and the afflicted and other ministrations very sharply, I want to present to you the construction going on at the Lord's Garden, the Glory Sanctuary, our international conference convention center that is in construction. The ICT, if you have a clip, you show us where it is right now and then you show us where we are going. This was last week, Friday. I was there with some of our pastors, and we're on the gallery level now. That's the first gallery. It has two galleries. Very massive, 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 massive sanctuary.
You own the universe. You want the silver and gold, the earth and all its fullness, it all belongs to you. There's nothing here than her. There's nothing you can give, Lord. You are the hope of all the living.
Can you see how small this tanker is inside? It's showing you the capacity. See that, how small that tractor is inside? Give the Lord a prayer. This is the, this is where it is going. How it is going to be.
How great is our God. And oh, see how great. How great is our God.
Can you see the height of the people compared to the height of the building?
Beginning and the end.
The
Godhead, three and
one.
Have
you seen the roof? Have you seen the roof before?
Father, Spirit, Son.
You see the roof?
Lion and the Lamb. The Lion and the Lamb. How great.
Can you see your car among those cars? Shout amen! Very soon, you can deliver service to all of them. Internationally, people will come from all over the world. You like to look at yourself? Thank you, don't mind the computer-generated pictures. Very soon, you have. ninth level ground, first ranking, second ranking, third ranking.
Clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. Cause he wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and shows that.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise.
It shall be so.
Lift your right and say, it is done. Louder say, it is done. At the top of your voice say, it is done.
As many as want to be part of what is going on, it is a privilege. He said, I will build my church, not I will make people build it. He will give you the privilege to be part of it and take advantage of the privilege and be involved. If it is monthly, you want to make commitments towards it, we have people who make commitments in several zeros every month. Be involved and let God build your life, build your destiny. The Bible said, the people builded and prospered. Ezra chapter 6 verse 11. They builded, or 14, they builded and prospered by the prophesying of Haggai the prophet. The time when God is building is the time when people's life rise. The Lord bless you. You can get in touch with our email address or church lines. If you don't know what to do, you're interested in doing something and you don't know what to do, the lines are on the screen. God bless you. Can we lift up our hands everywhere we are? Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive your touch on my life today. Do something new in my life today. Lift your hands high. All those who are here and want to be full members of Dunamis Church, quickly pick your Bibles and bags and join us in the front as well. You are not yet a full member, but you want to be a full member of this church. Pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward as well. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, give them. You are welcome in the name of the Lord. You want to be planted.
We can see all over you. Yes, we love you.
Love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, we love you.
Yes, we love you with the love of the Lord.
We can see your love in the glory of the Lord.
Love you with the love of the Lord.
And yes, we love you.
Yes, we love you with the love.
And yes, we love you.
Yes, we love you with the love
of the Lord. We can see all over you the glory of the Lord.
Yes, we love you with the love of the Lord.
Sing it one more time.
Yes, we love you with the love.
With the love of the Lord.
Yes, we love you with the love
of the Lord. We can see all over you
the glory of the Lord. Yes, we love you with the Lord.
God bless you. We appreciate you. And we believe that something has happened to you. Now, in the course of the service so far, diverse healings took place. There is someone, this thumb cannot bend. But right now, move it because of arthritis. And now it is moving. And other fingers that cannot bend because of arthritis, they are bending. There is someone with affliction on the eye, whether it is totally blind or not seeing clearly, the eyes are seeing right now. There is someone came here with ear affliction, deaf. The ear is open. The ear you cannot hear with. Check it now. There are diversities of growths and swellings that disappear in the course while we're dancing. While the dancing was on for that music album, the antidepressant. Check your bodies. You can't feel the growth you came here with. Somebody with arthritis involving the knee is also healed. Any of those people that are healed, you cannot feel anything in your body anymore. Who can give space for maybe 5 or at the most 10 testimonies. Join me right on this altar here and let's take your testimonies fast. Jehovah bu on your mouth.
On your mouth. On your mouth.
Jehovah bu on your mouth.
On your mouth. On your mouth.
Jehovah bu on your mouth.
On your mouth. On your mouth.
Jehovah bu on your mouth.
On your mouth. On your mouth.
Jehovah bu on your mouth.
On your mouth.
Please find out at the foot of the altar from the step up. Just find out. Find out all shots from the foot of your mouth.
On your mouth. On your mouth.
On your mouth.
On your mouth. On your mouth.
Any other person afflicted in your body, you can stand up on your feet and place your hand where the affliction is, or the pain is, or the problem is. You need prayer. You are sick in your body. Stand on your seat. Stand where you are. Place the hand where the sickness is.
What happened to you, sister?
Affliction of the abdomen for over 1 year healed.
What of you, mama?
Arthritis. You don't walk before. Walk there, let's see. You don't walk before. For how long the arthritis, mama? 2 years.
Walk down the stairs. Walk back, mama. Walk back.
I go worship my God. Oh. I go shout hallelujah. Me, I go worship my God. Oh.
My God, you went for me. Hold on, man. Can somebody confirm what happened to the man before this gentleman? What happened to this baby?
Church, he will sleep, and he was so operated because I don't understand what is going on with her. Because he usually stay with one old woman, and this old woman now had tormented her. She's stealing, she tells lies, she spoil things, destroy things in the house.
But what happened now?
This morning, and now she's telling me that he picked the 20 naira this morning that she kept it on so for something. So I feel
this girl is very, very restless, very, very stubborn. Very, very thiefish, and very, very, that is Satan at work in her body. That every time she comes to church, what happened? She will sleep. Be after church, restless, stealing things all manner. But as she came to church this morning, number one, she is fully awake. Number two, restlessness arrested. Number three, he told the, is it grandma? Who is it?
My brother's daughter.
He told the auntie and said, I stole 20 naira this morning. Eh?
Pick it,
she said. Picked 20 naira and she kept it.
Yes.
He didn't steal it, he picked it.
Yes. I shall not see money and leave. When he carry, we hide it.
She cannot see money and leave. If she carry it, she hides it. But now she just on her own confessed in the church. He didn't steal it. I picked 20 naira. And he told the mother where she kept it. Every demon that followed anybody here this morning, in the heat of this atmosphere, the demons disappear now. They leave you alone now. Shout the Lord and say amen.
What happened to you?
We used my leg to carry charm. Ever since November, since October last year, I could not move anywhere.
You couldn't move anywhere?
Yesterday, yes.
But now you can move on. He used his leg to carry charm. Since November last year, he couldn't move anywhere. But see him moving there right now. Somebody shout back to sender. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me,
and lift your hand up and say after me in the name of Jesus. Every affliction from hell in my body, I command you to return back to hell right now. On your mask, get set, back to sender.
Stand over there. What happened?
Wait.
Excruciating pain.
From back to the leg, even when I came to sit down.
And now you are free.
Yes, I'm free, sir.
Give the Lord the praise. Do what you couldn't do before.
Since last year, I was in the market selling something. Lizard come cross my leg. Since that time, if I start, it be like say there is something that are moving around my leg. Since then, this my two legs. I can't move it well. I can't bend down.
But now you can.
Yes.
Do what you know to do. Ordinary lizard pass. Then affliction pass. Lift your right hand again and say in the name of Jesus. Every affliction in my life arrested. What? Who is this? He had an accident
last year. Yeah, hit his head.
Hit his head.
Since then, both eyes could not see.
Eyes totally blind.
Yes, sir. The kneecap was shattered. He came here limping on the leg also. And right now, God is doing a miracle.
Move the leg, let's see. Down. The kneecap shattered. He came here limping. Accident on the brain. Kneecap shattered. He is marching now. Are you just looking like that? And then the eyes totally blind. Touch what I'm holding. Again. Are you just looking like that?
Glorious.
Hey!
You are glorious.
A miracle has happened here. Everybody stand on your feet and celebrate. Jesus, you are wonderful. Sing it, sing it.
Merciful.
Wonder.
You are wonderful.
Jesus, you are wonderful. Jesus, you are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful. Baba, you are miraculous. Oh, you are miraculous.
Hey, Jesus, you are glorious, Lord.
Hey, you are glorious.
Baba, you are glorious, Lord.
You are glorious.
Merciful, Lord.
You are merciful.
Merciful, Lord.
You are merciful.
Jesus, you are merciful, Lord.
Wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful. Jesus, you are wonderful. You are wonderful.
are wonderful.
Jesus, you are wonderful.
Hey, you are wonderful.
Jesus, you are wonderful.
Hey, you are wonderful.
What happened?
Sir, she said 2 years ago she was diagnosed with diabetes. And since then she has been on insulin. Said from the gallery she could hardly see anything on the screen. But today, while at the gallery, her sight was restored.
Suddenly?
Yes, sir. And she did not come here with her insulin. All those symptoms that will make her take
it. Urinate frequently. All disappeared.
Yes, sir.
Have you urinated?
Since I came.
Yes.
No.
None at all. And no insulin. You didn't come with the insulin.
At all.
And your eyes are clear.
Yeah, I can read from the gallery.
You can read from the gallery. And the urination is arrested. The devil is the one urinating for you now. Give the Lord a prayer.
You are
wonderful,
Lord. You are wonderful.
Messiah, you are wonderful,
Lord. You are wonderful.
Wonderful.
You are wonderful.
Jesus, you are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
Jesus, you are wonderful.
You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful.
Shout the loudest amen. Please, everybody remain standing. You are sick in your body. Place your hand where the sickness is. Quickly, let us see what happened.
Sir.
Those of you who came out, both for the altar call and to the members, please remain 1 minute.
Her sister told me for the past how many years she has been donating one teeth. Last year, she donated two teeth. And she said, at this season, that tooth pain will always arrive.
She has been donating what?
Donating teeth.
Teeth.
Yes, sir.
She will surrender one
teeth. Surrender one teeth every year. Last year, she surrendered two. And this is the season. She came in with that pain and she was waiting for, oh God, so I'm going to lose more teeth this year. But when the word began to fly, she checked, no pain. Pressed her teeth. She couldn't feel anything.
Give the Lord a praise. You are my marvelous Lord.
You are marvelous. You are marvelous.
Marvelous Lord.
You are marvelous.
Marvelous,
you are marvelous.
Jesus, you are marvelous, Lord.
You are marvelous.
Jesus, you are marvelous, Lord.
You are marvelous.
What happened?
So our sister here said she traveled to the village.
Returned
with an impartation. And she realized that one side of her began to go out of control. Then she began to lose this particular eye.
The side,
yes, sir. But today, when she came, she said she could not see with that eye clearly. If you are preaching, she couldn't see you on the screen. But right now, the eye is clear.
Give the Lord a praise. God bless you. Can I pray for the rest and mass now? Okay. Just quickly.
Very aggressive ones here, sir.
Oh, diabetes and high BP, you said? And kidney and couldn't see. And now you are here. Give the Lord the praise. Oh, you are the sister. You came with him. Diabetes, high BP, kidney condition. 3. Affected his eyes. Couldn't see. Now the eyes are healed. Give the Lord the praise. Diabetes also healed. Give the Lord the praise.
Mama came here walking lopsidedly as a result of arthritis for 5 solid years. Her daughter is there to confirm that this is how she
used
to walk.
Where is the doctor?
That's the daughter there.
Come. Mama, please clear it from the screen. Show us how you were walking for 5 years. Show us how you were walking. And just show it just 1 minute to the shame of the devil. When
I was coming here, I was just limping like this.
Go ahead.
I can't stand.
You can't stand.
Yes. I'll be crying in the night. I said, God, I want to die. What am I doing?
You want to die? No.
Yes. Because no.
The pain was too much.
I can't get up. I can't go to urinate. So
Doctor,
I thank God.
She has demonstrated her own. How was she walking? You show us.
She cannot walk. I just managed to beg her. I said, follow me. I come.
Show us.
She can't even stand straight. Mama, show it again.
Mama says she couldn't. Like
this.
She,
oh God, this. It's coming like this. It's crying. Let's go.
She said, let's go.
Yeah.
Good girl. Good daughter. Now walk straight.
Jesus,
Mama, it's not just walking on. Mama, walk back here straight.
Powerful Lord.
Hey!
Jesus, you are powerful.
You are powerful.
A similar condition for 15 years. Mama's. Mama was for 5 years. This was for 15 years. And both cases took place. As for our sister, hers is even generational. Her grandmother had it. Her mother had it.
Wait, arthritis.
Yes.
Who had it?
My grandmom has it. My mom. Sometimes if rainy season starts, I'll be hearing scratch from inside my bone. If I see if I can scratch it, it'll be paining me. My back everywhere. I can't walk. Sometimes
and what happened now?
When you say we should start dancing, I was jumping. I was just dancing.
You were jumping there.
I even come to the altar here.
You even danced to the altar here.
I'm strong.
Antidepressant depress the arthritis. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
A case of spirit of insanity that took off in the course of the service.
Spirit of insanity?
Yes. Came into the service with her. Said, according to the sister, that it was 3 days to her wedding. That satanic...
She became mad.
That satanic impartation came on.
3 days to her wedding?
Yes, sir.
The devil said, why should you marry?
Yes, sir. And that has been on for over a year now. Came into the service in that condition. When the antidepressant songs were being played, she jumped up and danced and told the sister, I am fine now.
Hey, when antidepressant was playing, he told the sister, I am fine now.
Ola, 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 ola.
Lelele.
You are fine now. Wait, you are fine now.
Yes, sir.
How do you know?
I was not strong, but now I
you
am
was
strong.
Not normal. You're not strong, but now you're normal.
Strong.
What is your name?
My name is Deborah.
Deborah?
Yes, sir.
Fine name.
Yes, sir.
And who is she to you?
She's my sister.
Junior or senior?
Senior.
You're the senior?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And she wants to swallow you up. Don't worry. You know your age. Deborah is well with you. The devil says you should not marry. The devil says you should not marry. That devil is a bastard. God will use you like a Deborah in your generation. It is well with Deborah. In Jesus' precious name. Everybody stand up on your feet. Return back no more. And enter nobody.
Wonder, we have a sister Christiana here. She came in for the healing service from Mozambique.
From
Mozambique.
Mozambique.
Yes, sir.
For this healing service from Mozambique.
Yes, sir. For one full year now, the left hand there was paralyzed.
The left hand totally paralyzed.
Yes, sir. She came in with it like that. And on the left breast, there had been a lump and a terrible pain.
Left hand paralyzed, lump and terrible pain on the left breast.
On the right breast, sir.
Right breast.
Yes. And she said while the antidepressant song was going on.
While the song was going on.
Strength entered into the hand. She lifted it up. And the lump with the pains in the right breast, all gone right now.
Antidepressant. I think you should play another track so that the people can dance on with it. And loss of memory. Madness was also sent to you. Now, which hand was paralyzed? Lift it. Down. Give
days. Oh my God. Oh my God. And the lump is gone. And the pain is gone.
Oh,
give Jesus the praise.
Hope you all know, is it track 12? Is it track 12? Okay, the track before this one.
Hold on.
This is main Kwakrekwa. Anybody knows what they call it, Kwakrekwa? That is what you shall dance and go home with. Place your hand anywhere you need a touch of God. Close your eyes and lift the other hand up. And if you don't know where to place your hand on your head. On their way home, let them dance this Kwakrekwa. Keep on dancing until you cannot hear the music again. And pick up the CD of it. It's outside there. Tomorrow, thank you. Tomorrow, midweek power communion service, the first one for the month of May. Ensure you are there. It's going to be impactful. And then, Sunday is an anointing service. The anointing for authority and dominion. Authority. Establishment in authority and excellence. You come with a bottle of oil on Sunday in 6 services and you will experience authority. Stretch your 2 hands in front of you first so I can pray for your offerings. I prophesy upon your hands. Everywhere your resources are tied, they are released right now. Whatever belongs to you from the north, the south, the east, and the west, they are released into your hands. In Jesus' name. Pick up your offerings and tithes and pledges. Those of us in the front here, yes, and the Destiny Recovery Convention 2016, Breaking Barriers and Enlarging Territories. It's coming up from Tuesday the 24th to Sunday the 29th, May 2016. Ensure you are part of it and invite your friends. God bless you. Lift up your offerings to terminate your sufferings. Father, in the name of Jesus, multiply the harvest of every giver. And let every giver whose hand is lifted never drop down to beg. In Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet quickly. You can return back to your seats now. Return back. Have you lifted up your offerings? Have you dropped it? Eh? All right, go ahead and drop it. It is blessed again in Jesus' name. Place your hand anywhere you have a heart in your body and lift up the other hand. Can you see the... Please, I want the testimonies recorded during the antidepressant dance to be documented. Very, very important. In the name that is above every name, I take authority over every spirit of infirmity. I take authority over every pain. I take authority over every force of darkness, hypertension, diabetes, peptic ulcer disease, tuberculosis, bronchial pneumonia, epilepsy, blindness, deafness, dumbness, barrenness, uterine fibroid, blocked fallopian tube, endometriosis, every form of hormonal imbalance, hyperthyroidism, goiter, I rebuke you. I rebuke spinal injury. I rebuke spinal conditions. I rebuke witchcraft ailments, near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, the spirit of delay, the spirit of poverty, the spirit of wretchedness, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of disfavor, the spirit of depression, the spirit of madness, epilepsy, stagnation. You are living the lives of the people right now. At the count of three, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, shout go! Louder! Go! 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 Go!
kesite lite frite kiziga ikora tasalaga yakadish lete firita helda leader layaga babada yalaya lete sete frite sidi ikalita frito sigeliga. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, has not planted in your body, is blasted out now. Get up! I decree that you return back with your testimony. The Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you from this day and forevermore. Hold the hand of somebody by your side and lift the hand up. And pray with aggression. Pastor Jim. Hold the hand together. And pray with aggression. Pray with aggression for that person. Father, this brother shall not live here the same way he came. She shall not live here the same way she came. The moment we are released, Ogbiola, no, please. Open your mouth.
Rati le prata ya la da 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 da. Rati ke te parada ya la de 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 de. Rada palati ke le te ye le de de. Rada da 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 da. Rati ke te ye le prata ya la de 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 de. Rada da 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 da. Rati ke te palate fre de 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 de.
Pray.
Libra
Kasaya la da 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 da. Pray.
Da 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 da. Rikete palada ya la de 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 de. Rikete parate kete yele de yele. Ra da 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 da. Ra da 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 da. Rikete palada da 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 da. Elampa kashikete palada ya. Ratoko shikete palada da. Erate ke le palada.